Last time the Browns played the Cincinnati Bengals, Emmanuel Ogba had a breakout performance. He picked up 2 sacks, and it's a big reason why he's the team leader in sacks heading into this week's matchup with the Bengals at First Energy Stadium. What's made Ogba's rookie season interesting is the fact that he's been playing almost exclusively on the defensive line. Back in May, when he was drafted, all the talk was about how he'd be playing at outside linebacker. An injury to veteran Desmond Bryant changed everything, and the Browns needed to move him up front to the defensive line to lead on the edge for their 3-4. This was still an adjustment for Ogba, who is a defensive end in a 4-3, but not as big of a one as moving out to outside linebacker. He admitted as much, saying he was still in his comfort zone, and he liked the fact that he was playing in a more comfortable spot, rushing from the edge and putting pressure on the quarterback from that position. The Browns have liked what he's been able to do from that position, too. Defensive line coach Robert Nunn said he's getting closer and closer, and he'll be piling up sacks in the near future. When it comes to Ogba's future, his position is still a little bit up in the air. Defensive coordinator Ray Horton on Friday said he wouldn't rule out the move back to outside linebacker in particular situations. Horton likes players who can play multiple spots, and he believes Ogba can bring value to the Browns' defense from both defensive end and the outside linebacker position. For the rest of the year, he's probably going to be on defensive end because Desmond Bryant is still out for the rest of the year because of that pectoral injury. But next year, Bryant will be back and have another option on the defense, which will allow Ogba to show a little bit more versatility at the outside linebacker position. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates heading into this weekend's game against the Bengals.